Welcome back to Beefcake's Boot Camp. I am back here with all of us to discuss a couple new issues. Some that are issues that have come up before, and a few things that I've noticed happening that people have been asking some questions about, and it would be a good idea to address them. Anyway, I wanted to also take out the time to say that you guys, you members of the Swarm that have been out there posting the mantra, have been doing an incredible job. Keep up the good work. We're seeing our memes showing up all over the place. Anti-white has spread like wildfire. You know, what was that saying, that Batman movie that came out recently? Who saw that one? Anyway, a bunch of anti-white propaganda, like all Hollywood movies. But there was an organization in the movie called the League of Shadows, and there was this guy who sort of talked with this thing over his mouth that sort of would resonate his voice and make him sound, you know, really scary and creepy. And he was asked in the beginning stage, this by someone who, you know, wants to take down the current system of civilization or whatnot, and he's asked, have we lit a fire? You know, it doesn't burn brightly, you know, basically meaning, has what they've been doing towards their cause been something that's spreading? And it I chuckled at that a little bit, because I realized what we do here at Bugs basically is the closest thing you're going to find in the real life to a League of Shadows. You see, the thing is, in real life, violence and criminal acts doesn't get you anywhere. Your organization will be shut down overnight, it will be rooted out, and you will be annihilated for it. However, if you're doing everything under the law without ever breaking the law, well, what is our goal? Our goal is to take down the anti-white system that's at the head of all white countries, and only white countries. And so that would make what we are doing about as close as you're going to find in the real world to that. You know, I remember Bob mentioned that we are modern-day Samizdat. Hope I didn't butcher the pronunciation there. But that's what we are. We are a organization that is secretive, that is out spreading this message. The reason why we use anonymous handles on the internet only goes to show the gravity of the situation. We need to be using anonymous, handles simply because anti-whites think that there is no level of harm that is wrong to commit against a white person who has the wrong opinion, according to them. They deem anyone that has an opinion they don't like a racist, and of course they keep it flexible so that they can basically try silencing you for saying anything that you say. Hence, we're secretive, and we're trying to take down the system that is running Western civilization. In my opinion, they're running it into the ground. And it's all about white genocide. Which brings us to the Swarm, and that's what our mantra is about. We talk about white genocide, and we spread this consistent message around far and wide as much as possible. And that's what we are here to do. And since we all post on Bugs, and we post our mantra all over, and the mini mantras, especially for places where it doesn't fit, or some of the mini mantras are used specifically to address the things the anti-whites bring up constantly. Review the rest of the Boot Camp podcast series and take a look at all of our all the threads we have over at the Swarm in order to get a good look at all the possible things that you can say to all the things anti-white say, because they don't ever come up with anything new unless it's like just Candyland stupid. I don't see anything new coming from them. And it's almost like you're dealing with a computer, you know, like you got a video game or something like that. And they spout one, you know, you first post the mantra, then all the anti-whites start attacking, and they start throwing out all sorts of objections to it, but they're all ones we've seen before. So it's like a pattern, you know. They tell you, well, race doesn't exist. You say you're saying genocide's impossible. They say, well, it's just, you know, white people having low birth rates and the mixing. It's just an eventual extinction that happens to everything. And we say, well, and so in other words, an extinction situation that our people were never given a vote on, to have all our countries flooded with non-whites in only white countries and all white countries, that leads to our extinction due to the assimilation with these people, that we shouldn't be concerned about it since it's nonviolent, it can't be genocide. You know, in other words, you're saying you understand the tactic being used to destroy our race, would succeed if allowed to continue at blending us out of existence, hence our extinction. But yet you don't have a problem with that method since it's nonviolent. In other words, you don't have a problem with something being done to my race to cause us to go extinct. Basically, those are the kinds of answers you can give to things like that. And there's a whole lot of ones that are probably even better than that that you'll find on the swarm, too. Remember, just because I say something does not necessarily mean it's the most effective thing to say, which brings me to another point I wanted to bring up as well. A lot of our swarm members are very bright people. And as very bright people, many of them are perfectionists. Remember, we're not going to do a perfect job with this. It's very easy to get frustrated when, you know, you see a guy saying something and he could say something more effective, and you can let him know. You certainly can. You don't have to throw the muddy old boot if what they're saying is still effective, you know, so long as it's not a complete foot and mouth, you know, they're saying something that contradicts our main goals. You know, they're not out there putting out an opposing view or something like that, or they're not you know, doing follow the Jew, they're not tailgating on someone, you know, they're not trying to backtrack and say, no, I'm not a racist, you know, and all this stuff, you know, when they're supposed to say anti-racist code word for anti-white. You know, there are certain things you do need to definitely call each other on, okay, when there are certain big mistakes. Tailgating is probably still the biggest one, probably will always be, especially for the newer swarm members, and just, you know, avoid that. But at the same time, there are lots of mini mantras that are imperfect, but that are still effective. It hits the key points. You know, white people being blended out of existence is genocide, because anything that causes your people to go extinct, that's done to them, that they're not given a choice about, happens to be genocide under international law. Anything that physically destroys a racial group, meaning makes them gone, disappeared, finito, extinct, means that genocide has happened in whole or in part. Meaning if you were to reduce whites in all white countries to minority status, you're still committing genocide. Even if there's still going to be some left saying, oh, who cares if you become minorities in all your ancestral countries? You know, that's definitely advocating genocide or showing complete indifference to genocide, which isn't a very good thing either. You know, indifference to injustice is the same as supporting the oppressor. Okay? So anyway, that's just a little bit of food for thought there. But remember, when an anti-white says in front of an audience, who cares if all your people become minorities in all their ancestral countries? Or they say something on those lines, that's what you say. In other words, you're saying we should be entirely indifferent to our people becoming minorities in all of our ancestral countries. You know, that audience is going to, these are things you're going to definitely be capturing the hearts and minds of a significant chunk of these audiences, even with that. You know, and remember, I always bring it back to calling it genocide, pointing out that anything that causes our race to go extinct that we weren't given a choice on happens to be genocide. Really simple. And of course, you point out the underlying motivations, and those words, in other words, you're saying, are some of my favorite words, because it sets up a sentence that you can end with a question mark. And you're pointing out the underlying message that they're trying to say. So the most classic one is, well, race doesn't really exist, so it doesn't matter if your people go extinct by being blended out of existence. And we say to them, so in other words, you're saying genocide is impossible. See how that works? So in other words, you're saying, you rephrase what the information they said was, but you condense it to make it blatant, overt, and obvious to the audience, and then the question mark. Very good answers to give. And then, of course, you can follow it up with what you're advocating is genocide, and anti-racist is a code word for anti-white. You only call whites racist if they have a problem with their own genocide. You're clearly an anti-white genocidal maniac. What did white people do to lose our right to exist? You know, things like that. Of course, they follow that up with something else, and it's, you know, now you're justifying genocide. We've been there before thousands and thousands of times by now. And it really is like playing a video game because we see all the same things coming up again. You know, it's like it's like that game that you've beaten 100 times and the thing comes up again and it's like, oh, that one. Okay. You know, hit the B button and left for this, you know, because you know exactly what to do when the final boss tries throwing his little magic missiles at you or whatever video game we're talking about here. Anyone who's played video games probably chuckled at hearing that because they're all familiar with games that become predictable over time, and that's essentially what anti-whites have done. Anyway, a couple other things. I got some clips here I wanted to cover quick. Bugs Links. We are posting back over at Bugs again. It's been going on for a while. I was gone for a while. I'm still posting the mantra here and there. I would probably lose sleep at night if I didn't, but I was kind of inactive for a while as far as, you know, the boot camp and stuff like that. I had some personal things going on in my life. I've still been paying attention to what's been going on, and we have been posting back there again. I didn't put out a separate podcast just for that because the last one I put out a while ago mentioned we were going to cut back on that because anti-whites may have been using that to monitor us, to help censor us. It's kind of a big thing we run into. But anyway, I put that out a while ago. But I did mention in it that we might start posting there again, that we might start putting up our links of where we're posting the mantra there, you know, for others to see, to critique what we're saying in order to pick up tactics that we're using that are effective. It keeps us motivated. You know, you want to impress your buddies. And I see some impressive stuff. I see some text walls of nothing but links to where the mantra has been posted. Love seeing that, guys. Great stuff. Great stuff. And anyway, I figured that it didn't need a separate podcast originally after that one came out, simply because the Swarm members are probably the brightest group of pro-whites you're gonna find. There's many of them impress me a great deal. You know, the reason I'm talking on this podcast is I'm just a guy who can talk and talk and talk, but there are guys that are better at doing this than even me, and I'm very glad they're there. It's very comforting for me. It helps me sleep at night, knowing I'm not the best, because that's a lot of pressure, I'll be honest with you. So anyway, I figured that because our Swarm members are pretty bright, they'd pretty much figure out that we were posting where we posted the mantra today again back on Bugs. And I think we're on Where Did You Post the Mantra Today? Thread number 3, just to show how much this stuff has been getting spread around. And I'm glad to see it. So yes, you can go ahead and post those there again. The one thing I do say though is do watch some of your links because I want us to monitor how we're being censored and how much we're being censored. Just a tactical thing in order to continue being effective. We want to see what, you know, how much our enemies are actually censoring what we're saying. Because honestly, they can't address our message. They have you know, they have got a dozen things they try saying in response to the mantra, always that puts us in a situation that leads to a world without white people, okay, that they're gonna try saying, you know, shouldn't it be people's choice if they want to reproduce with non-whites? Well, let's see, when they're not given a choice to live with them, you know, they were never given a vote on it. Yeah, you see where they're going with that. You know, but there's always things that they're repeating over and over and over again. But we don't see anything new. You know, that sometimes I get on little tangents like this and I repeat myself a lot. But what we're doing is repetitive. So anyway, bear with me here for a second. Got a little bit lost in my thoughts. You can post the stuff at Bugs again, but we will want to be monitoring for censorship because they don't have any new replies. Ah, that's where I was. They don't have any new replies to what we say, and nothing that truly justifies our genocide because that's impossible. You can't justify genocide. So basically, the only thing that our enemy has to answer our message is they try censoring us. They just try to prevent people from hearing the message at all. Since it's opening up people's eyes to you know, a giant window into the truth that they can never forget after they read it, you know, and it slowly seeps in as they see the evidence for it through their day-to-day lives, even if they didn't agree with it at first. It's that gray goo message our enemy hates so much because they can't do anything about what we're saying because we're pointing out the truth. All they can attempt to do is censor us, which really shows how good of a message we have, that our enemy's only fallback tactic is to try and censor us. Name calling doesn't work on a Bugser, Okay. We just point out that all you do is call is resort to name calling because you can't address the point. You know, it's the same game as calling people heresy. That whole thing. Anyway, so yeah, monitor some of your posts to see if they're being censored. You know, check back on some of them the next day or several hours later, see if they're still up. And I'll be honest, a lot of them are getting taken down, but if it stayed up there for a couple hours and 10 whites saw it who had no idea what the situation is, it was still of a benefit to us. Because remember, guys, it is about that audience. And in fact, when that audience sees that your messages are getting censored, that sort of shows another problem, too. And it exposes them to how dire the situation actually is. And that brings me up into another point I want to segue into from my cliffs here. You will get whites who want to know what we're about here at Bugs. You know, of course, we're trying to put an end to white genocide. That is our goal. You know, we do want that. But they'll ask what our immediate goal is. And what is the, you know, what is our most immediate desire we want to see happen? Well, this is a good question, and it comes up from time to time. The answer is we want a fully open public discussion on white genocide. That's what we want. We want what we're talking about here, white genocide, a future existence for white people. We want all of our mantra topics open for public discussion and public discourse. We want to be able to be on TV talking about white genocide without being censored. Okay? That's what we want. We want open public discussion on the subject of white genocide, because in all white countries, in none of our countries, were we ever given a vote as to have our countries flooded with non-whites. We were never given a vote on that. And that was the first step. And then the next step, of course, you know, is to assimilate us with them, which is what, you know, blends us out of existence. That's how this genocide works. You know, anytime an enemy wants to make another group of people go extinct, that would be genocide. Okay? They say, oh, it's just extinction. Okay, a purposeful extinction is genocide. And all of our countries were flooded with non-whites. People took control of the governments. They opened up the borders, invited everyone in, took in thousands of refugees. They give them welfare and free health care, creating population explosions within those groups. And then they tell us that we have a race problem and they want us to, you know, interbreed and intermarry with them to solve this problem, you know, make us all the same again. But that gets rid of us. All right. That's a very quick rundown of our big, you know, what our beef is. That's what our problem is. And we want it open for public discussion. That's what we want. We want a full open public discussion on white genocide. Because we believe that when white people are aware of the situation, that they would vote in the interest of preserving their own people. That when it's been shown to them that the only reason that they're told their people don't exist is so that they don't think it's important to preserve their people, once they're aware that that's why they've been fed that message, well, somewhere deep inside of them, you should have a wanting a continued existence for your people. And we believe that if we're allowed to have this full public discussion, that white people, the majority, would make the choice to want to preserve their own people. Or that they would be willing to consolidate those that do want to preserve their people into some sort of area and set up their own place to live exclusive to themselves, whatever. I don't have the solution to white genocide. I don't. Someone brighter than me is going to come up with that. All right. So if you disagree with what I said, if that was imperfect, granted, I'm telling you, I don't know what the solution to it is, but I know that that solution to white genocide will be found if we happen to be able to have an open public discussion on it. And it might not come down to voting. For all I know, democracy itself was invented as something anti-white. But nonetheless, for anything to happen, we need a fully open public discussion on white genocide without people trying to silence the whites who are talking about the existence of their own people by calling them names. So that is our main goal. That is what we want, is a fully open public discussion on this. And that's why we're spreading our terminology around, so that people realize that when they're telling people they can't talk about something, what they're really trying to do is silence people who are concerned about the existence of their own people. And that's evil, to silence someone who happens to be concerned about the existence of their own people. You know, saying that you should be indifferent to your people's extinction, genocide is what that would be, what you're advocating. If you're saying that you guys are concerned about your genocide, therefore we don't want you to be able to talk about it, you're committing an act of evil, at least in my book. And and I'm believe that deep down in the hearts of most white people, no matter how much they've been brainwashed, when it's pointed out to them that they've been brainwashed to think that their race doesn't have a right to exist, I think that they would be willing to do something to preserve their own people, and that someone is going to come up with a better idea than I can come up with to save us from the situation that we're currently in. But for any of that to happen, what do we need? We need a fully open public discussion on white genocide. Repeated that a couple times, gone back into why we're doing this a few times, but that's what we want. If anyone asks, we want to be able to have a full public discussion on this without people trying to silence us. That's what we want. We want to be able to have it on TV. We want it on the major news channels. We want it on the airwaves. We want it everywhere where it's going to be seen. We want it to have a fully open public discussion. That's what we want. And for it to be open for public discourse and to be talked about. That's where it has to, that's where our immediate goal is. So anyway, thank you for listening to another Beefcakes Boot Camp. That's about all I have to say about that for the moment. And you guys keep up the great work over at Bugs.